Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 16th, settling all claims.
This week's teaching explains how, through the blood of Jesus, all of our sins can be forgiven. Today, Derek looks at the vital role our own forgiveness towards others plays. If all our sins are forgiven, we have total rights of redemption. But if there is any sin in our lives that is not confessed, and therefore not forgiven, we do not have full legal rights of redemption in that area. Satan still has a claim in that area. I have proved this many times in the ministry of deliverance. If Satan has any claim, he will not give it up. You can shout in his face or fast for a week, but you will not change the situation because Satan knows he has a legal claim that has still not been settled. Another common way in which believers give Satan a legal claim in their lives is by failing to forgive others. Jesus taught us that we're forgiven by God in the same measure in which we forgive others. We're to pray, "Forgive us our debts or trespasses as we forgive our debtors." We're not entitled to claim forgiveness from God above the measure which we forgive others. Therefore, if there are any people we have not forgiven in that measure, we are not forgiven by God. In other words, any area of unforgiveness in our lives is an area to which Satan still has legal claim. Do what you will, you can't dislodge him until you've forgiven whoever you need to forgive. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own. In the pause, list any specific names of people that you need to forgive.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I am fully forgiven because I confess all my sins and now forgive those who have hurt me. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.